这段经文是在马可福音第十一章。
These verses has come from Mark 12, chapter 12.
让我读一段，然后请我的翻译读用英文来读一段。
George will read, I will be reading English.
马可福音第十一章第十二节这边说，第二天，他们也就是耶稣与他的门徒们，他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了，远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下竟找不到，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。耶稣就对树说，从今以后永远没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。
In chapter 11, verse 12, the next day, as they were leaving Bethany, as they is Jesus and the disciple, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciple heard him say it.
好，我们现在就跳到第二十节。这边说早晨，也就是说，当耶稣讲完那句话之后，中间发生一件事情，然后第二天早晨，他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。彼得想起耶稣的话，就对他说：“拉比，请看，你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。”耶稣回答说，你当信服神。
We will jump to verse 20. In the morning, as they went along, all they saw the fig tree wither from the root. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Have faith in God." Jesus answered.
这可以说是福音书当中最奇怪的神迹。
This is one of the strangest miracles happening in the Bible.
哎，你们觉得奇怪吗？
Are you perplexed about it?
这一天耶稣肚子饿了。
This day, Jesus' stomach is hungry.
只是因为有一棵无花果树上，他找不到果子，可以让他充饥，他就咒诅这棵无花果树，使其枯干。
Because he finds that the fig tree, there's a fig tree there. However, he would try to look for the fruit, couldn't find it for his hunger. Therefore, he cursed the tree and the tree withered.
这个举止分明是一个负面破坏性的神迹。
This action really is a negative and destructive miracle.
最奇怪的是，耶稣到最后还跟门徒说：“你们也要有如此的信心。”
What's strange is that at the end, Jesus said to the disciple, "You guys should have faith in God."
难怪有人说：“哎呀，耶稣啊！”
So there's somebody who say, "Hey, Jesus."
你自己肚子饿，然后又在不结果子的季节去找果子吃。
You are hungry, and at the same time you're looking for fruit which is not in the season.
哎，当然找不到嘛，你还怪这棵树干嘛
？Of course you couldn't find it because this. Why you have to blame this tree?
甚至你还拿咒诅当示范。
And then you're using cursing this tree as a demonstration.
耶稣不是任性滥用他超自然的能力吗
？Jesus is not capriciously.Abusing his supernatural power?
这不是很没道理吗？
Is there any reason for this?
这个树不是很无辜吗？
This tree is really innocent.
如果你有耶稣的能力的话，你遇到这件事情，我保证，我想我们大家心中有另一个神迹可以行的。
If you are Jesus and you facing this situation, that will be another miracle you can perform.
大家想想，如果你有神迹的话，看见一个树没有果子，你可以行什么神迹
？You think about it. If you have this power, you see the tree had no fruit. What are you gonna do?
你有什么神迹
？What kind of miracle you can perform?
你说树长出果子嘛
？You want to say the tree just bear fruit right now?
这不是更有意义、更正面吗
？This is a lot more meaningful, a lot more positive.
哎，奇怪的，耶稣也分明行过许许多多的神迹，没有记在福音书里面。
And also that there's a lot of miracles that they recorded in the Bible. In the
马太、马可、路加偏偏还把这个神迹记到圣经里面。
And yet, Mark, Matthew, and Luke, they put this miracle in their Bible, in the gospel.
但是马可在记载这个神迹的时候
，But in Mark, when he recorded this miracle,
当耶稣咒诅这棵树
，When he cursed this tree,
然后至终这棵树成为枯萎，中间他夹了一个故事。
Between the cursing and the withering, there is a story between them.
这个事情的描写成为解答这个神迹难题的钥匙。
So the what's between is the key to resolve this perplexing question.
让我们来仔细来看第十五节到第十九节。
So let us read the verse 15 to 19.
十五节这边说，他们来到耶路撒冷，也就是当耶稣咒诅这棵树之后，他带了门徒来到耶路撒冷。耶稣进了圣殿，赶走店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过，便教训他们说，经上不是记着说，我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿吗？你们倒使他成为贼窝了。祭司长和文士听了这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣，却又怕他，因为众人都吸取他的教训。每天晚上，耶稣出城去了。
On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered to the temple court and began to drive out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of money changer and the bench of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple court. And as he taught them, he said, Is this not written, My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers? The chief priests and the teacher of the law heard this and began to look for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city.
原来耶稣是用无花果树做以色列人圣殿的比喻，来成为他对门徒的一个视觉的教材。
Now we can see that it's actually Jesus using the fig tree is a comparison to the temple, and it is become the visual object lesson for the disciple.
对圣殿里的祭司和文士来说，耶稣是来圣殿捣蛋和挑衅。
To the priest and a scribe.Jesus come to the temple is to provoke and causing trouble.
但是耶稣却要警告他们，他们的神对圣殿的失望以及愤怒。
But Jesus warning them about how his God's disappointment and anger.
可见枯萎，以可见的枯萎的一个形状告诉门徒说，这件事将要发生，神愤怒了。
So we can see that this withering tree represents God's anger and God will have a judgment.
果真，当耶稣讲完这句话之后，在四十年之后，圣殿被罗马帝国的军队攻打摧残，被夷为平地。
As we time come, we finally is become realization. 40 years later, the Roman Empire attacked Jews, Israel, and destroyed and threatened the whole land.
但是耶稣为何要对圣殿有如此严厉的审判、责备呢？
But why Jesus would have such a severe judgment to this temple?
这个圣殿的下场又与今天的你我有什么关系呢？
The outcome of this temple, how's it related to us nowadays?
在了解圣殿的审判之前，我们必须对圣殿的背景必须要有一些的认识。
Before we understand this story about the temple, we have to understand the background about the temples.
犹太人的国家在西元前586年前亡国了。
The Israelite, the kingdom has collapsed roughly around 586 AD.
而代表他们民族和信仰的圣殿也被巴比伦帝国在那个时候完全摧毁了。
What represents the their nationality and religions, which is the temple, was totally destroyed.
但是就在摧毁之后，过了五十年左右，圣殿又开始被重建了。
However, after it was totally destroyed, about 50 years later, the temple was rebuilt again.
之后，耶路撒冷圣城继续经历不同的战乱。
And then since that time, there's a lot of wars going on throughout the land and during the Jerusalem and the temple area. Temple.
也直到西元前二十年，当时的统治者大希律王。
And at that time, later on in 20 AD, the King Herod the Great.
BC.
Oh, BC. Sorry. Sorry. BC.
他为了讨好以色列人，希望在历史当中留名。
He wanted to please the Israelites so that his name would be perpetuated in history and through the temple rebuilding project.
他就再度的不断扩充修这个圣殿。
So he keep on building and then rebuilding and then fixing the temple.
让以色列民可以在这个圣殿当中敬拜。
So that Israelite can be worshipped in there.
现在我们看到的图片就是当时圣殿宏伟的样子，是一个模型。
You can see the picture is how grand and majestic the temple was at that time.
自此，宏伟的圣殿建筑，因此这个宏伟的圣殿建筑就成为犹太人的一个骄傲。
Such a grand and majestic structure, the temple, become the pride of Jewish people.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为犹太人虽然他被罗马政权所统治。
Even though the Jewish people was under the ruling of Roman,
但是他的圣殿仍然能够屹立不摇。
But yet, his temple is unshakable.
象征了神与他们同在。
It represents God with them.
他们真是神独一的选民啊。
That they really are the chosen people.
连外邦的统治政权都要帮他们建殿。
Even the foreign regime who dominate them still helping them to build a temple.
也因为这个圣殿整个以色列的民族因着这个圣殿凝聚在一起了。
And also because it's temple, the Jewish people can able to gather together in one place.
这个圣殿修复的巨大华丽，任何人看到的时候都要敬畏三分。
This temple is such a great and huge and majestic. Everybody look at it will be respected.
这个圣殿到底有多大呢
？So how big is this temple?This temple.
在当时，光光每块建立圣殿的石头就可达16万磅以上的重量。
Just look at the stone that was being used. The stone was used roughly around 160,000 pounds.
16万磅有多重？就是80吨。
Is around 80 ton.
80吨有多重呢？
So what, how much is 80 ton to us?
就是有，如果是有一个18轮的货柜货车，它装满的话，一共是40吨。
So if you look at take today's 18-wheeler, if you fill up all the maximum load up this 18-wheeler, roughly around 40 tons.
也就是说，一块石头就有2个18轮大货柜车装满货物那么重。也就是说，一块石头几乎是这个教堂的整个教堂的1/3 的重量。
So,
一个石头。
So actually, roughly saying, one stone roughly is equal to 2 18-wheeler cargo. That's how heavy it is. And this is more like how heavy our church right now is.
更大的石头甚至一个超过600吨。
Bigger stone, this is the medium stone. If it's a bigger stone, roughly around greater than 600 ton.
也就是说，一个石头就有如整个教堂6个整个教堂那么重。
So therefore, you can think about one stone of this 600 ton would be equal to 6 of this church.
以至于当时的以色列人，他们的门徒与耶稣在一起的时候，耶稣的门徒们，他们已经不知道到圣殿多少回了。他们每年都到圣殿几回。他们看到这个石头的时候，他们都忍不住跟耶稣说：“何等的石头，何等的殿宇啊！”
That's why we know it during the time when Jesus' disciple, for the past couple of years, and walked by the Jerusalem temple. Every time he go through temple, they couldn't say.They couldn't help themselves to praise, saying, "What massive stone! What magnificent building!"
可是真正巨大的不单单是外在的建筑，更是内在的文化。
But what's greater is not only the outside building, but also the interior culture.
根据犹太人当时的律法和习俗
，According to the Jewish law and traditions，
不论以色列人，也就是犹太人，他居住在何处，他们一年至少三次必须要到圣殿里面敬拜神，并且奉献。
According to the Jewish who live anywhere.Well, at least three times a year, they have to come to the temple to worship God with offering.
而许多分散在四处的犹太人，他们来到圣殿，就带着他们自己原来地方各地的货币。
So many Jews actually scattered around the world. They will come into the temple. However, they come with different kind of currency.
他们每一个货币上面印着各地外邦王的头像。
Even different currency, the coin on the coin would be pressed. There would be a head of different king on that coin.
但是这是不能奉献给神的，不能奉献到圣殿里的。
However, this cannot be offering to the temple.
不单单如此，从远地来敬拜的人的时候，他们也应该带着牲畜，然后带到圣殿之前成为祭物献给神。
Not only that, they have to from far away. They have to bring along some animal for sacrifice.
但是如果沿途要带着牲畜的话，既危险又困难。
So you can imagine, you know, bring along some animal along for walking far away is quite long and dangerous.
于是聪明的商人，哎，我们知道我们中国人最聪明的，我想犹太人也一样。聪明的商人便在耶路撒冷城内设立帮人兑换货币、购买祭物的生意和服务了。
So the smart businessmen over there, just like Chinese, smart Chinese businessmen, they in Jerusalem, they start to having currency exchange.
以至于外地来敬拜神的犹太人到圣殿之前，可以先在耶路撒冷城内兑换好圣殿的货币。
So when they come from far away, they come to worship the God.They come in the Jerusalem, they can exchange the currency so that they can offering to God.
并且买好献祭的牲畜或者鸽子。
They also can buy the animal or the dove for offering.
然后再到圣殿里面敬拜然后奉献。
And then they can go to the temple to worship and then have this sacrifice.
可是有关奉献这个牲畜这件事情，有一点是非常重要的。
But however, we know that one thing about this animal, that this offering sacrifice had one criteria for this animal.
就是这些牲畜呢，必须要无瑕疵的才可以。
This animal has to be without defects.
然后祭司才能接受。
Then the priest will accept it.
问题就出在这里了。
The question is come about now.
问题是买的人如何确定买来的牲畜是百分之百能够合格，能够被祭司批准呢？
So the buyer, how did the buyer know this is 100% qualified, certified for the offering?
万一买了之后，然后排队进去献祭的时候，结果发现不合格。
Well, what happened? You buy it, and then you wait online, and find out that the price priest saying this is substandard. You're going to reject it.
你还带着那个动物跑去退货。
You better go back and return it.
于是有摊位就标榜他们所卖的牲畜已经先被祭司批准了。
Therefore, there's a lot of booths that advertise the animal has been certified by the priest.
到本店买货，品质保证，免烦恼。
Come here to our shop where we will guarantee the good products and no problem, no trouble.
我们的店名能够保证我们的品质。
We guarantee our products quality.
我这边是 made by Volkswagen, 没问题。
We are made by Volkswagen, no problem.
我这边是三鹿奶粉，没问题。
We are just like the infant formula from China.
我这边是味全食品，没问题。
We are just like a Taiwan company who use oil for our products, no problem.
这一切的商业的安排真是从头到尾一条龙的贴心服务。
This is a one-stop service from beginning to the end is a whole package deal.
实在太方便了。
So convenient.
太体贴了。
So considerate.
我这次出差到德国。
This time I go to Germany.
我前两个礼拜出差到德国。
there's two weeks ago.
因为非常的临时，我几乎什么东西都没有准备。
Because the event is so impromptu, so I'm not ready.
但是我发现一件事情。
But one thing I find out.
我发现我到欧洲，我到德国，只要准备好四样东西，我也一切 OK 了。
I discovered that when you go to Germany, you only need four things.
就是护照、驾照、信用卡、手机。
Four things are passport, driver license, credit card, and cell phone.
我就一切搞定了。
Everything will be okay.
甚至字典、机票、地图、衣物、药物，什么都其他都不用带。
Even the dictionary, airport ticket, airline ticket, the map, clothing, even the medicine, you don't need it.
我开始体会英文和所有东西电脑化的一个好处。
Now I realize how convenient is using computerized to do the work.
就是方便。
The one thing is, one word is convenient.
一个方便的环境对买方、卖方跟客旅都好，大家互惠嘛。
This convenient environment is good for the seller, good for the buyer, and good for each other.
要方便那好，那在耶路撒冷的商家后来索性就把他们的生意直接搬到圣殿的院子里面，让客人更方便。
So for the sake of convenience, they were the business and simply moved the business inside the courtyard so that the customer, the buyer, would be a lot more easier to buy.
而买卖伸出的摊位如果能够离那个献祭的入口。更靠近的话，那就是越是黄金地段了。
The more the buy and sell booth is closer to the place of sacrifice, the more the place become a prime location.
因为人潮加上方便，就是等于生意兴隆。
See many people and also convenient equal to booming business.
大家到过香港，你去铜锣湾就知道了。
You go to Hong Kong, there's a place called Castaway, then you will know.
黄金地段你有一个店铺，你这辈子就不用愁了。
Golden and prime place, you don't have to worry about anything.
可是好的商机人人都要，那谁允许和管理这样的商业运作呢？
So everyone, every businessman would like to have a good business opportunity, but who will control this operation?
谁又可以在某个地段摆某哪一种的摊位呢？
So who control the who giving permit to who put into certain location for certain people?
谁卖的牲畜又会保证已经被祭司接纳了呢？
So who will be saying this animal has been certified by a priest?
这个里面就有学问了。
And here we have a lot of knowledge about.
你要在圣殿里面摆摊位，你必须要先经过祭司的同意。
Of course, when you're going to have a booth in the temple, you have to get approval from the priest.
因为祭司是圣殿权力的所在。
Because the powers belong to them.
他们的权力像什么呢？
What kind of power they like?
他们的权力和位置就有如今天北京房屋管理局。
Their power is just like today's Beijing Housing Authority.
是一个热门的位置。
It's a lucrative position.
因此在里面摆设摊位的商家非得跟祭司有特别的关系。
So you can understand that the people who have a booth, the businessmen who have a booth there has to have a good relationship.
因此他们彼此形成了一个非常特殊宗教商业紧扣的一个体系。
So you can see that they and the businessmen and the priests formulate a special relationship.
而当地人呢？How about the local?
How about the local people?
而住在耶路撒冷的当地居民，当他们要从城的一边到另一边的橄榄山的时候
，So you can see that the local people, you have to go from one place, one section of the city to another section of the city.
他们尤其又有的时候又带着货物和器具的时候。
They have a lot of equipment and also a lot of merchandise.
为了方便不要绕道而行，他们就带着他们的东西货物就直接穿过圣殿。
So because of the lot of stuff they carry for the good shortcut and good way to go about is to go through the temple.
作为捷径
It's a shortcut.
圣殿的外院就成为他们家的后院。
The temple outer court become the backyard.
什么是圣殿的外院呢？
What is the outer court of the temple?
这些长廊里面包围的是整个圣殿，而这一块大的空地就是外院。
The outside courtyard is, you can see the outside, whatever race are surrounding the temple, like a castle, is the inner court.
这一切的一切都是以自我便利的文化为中心，这自我便利的文化就深深的融入了圣城和圣殿里面。
So this kind of a culture, self-interest culture, has been deeply convenient, self-convenient culture, deeply rooted.Into this temple and Jerusalem.
这些文化的发生，它原意都是好的。
All this is come about is for the good reason.
他们要方便嘛，然后再方便嘛，然后再方便。
It's a convenient on top of convenient on top of convenient.
而我祭司和文士的思考重心就开始以方便朝圣者为由。心思意念就渐渐不知不觉地陷入在商业的运作当中。
So slowly, the main purpose idea of the priest is to for the convenience of the people who come to worship, and this is slowly become the business operation, the more business operation.
因此，刚刚我们读经文的时候，我们发现非常有意思的一件事情，就是当耶稣赶走。这些商人买卖的时候
，So we can see that when in the passage we just read, when Jesus tried to drive out those businessmen,
我们发现最愤怒的人是谁
？So who's the most outrage? Because
很可笑的，居然不是商家跟买方。
Ironically, that's the most obvious is actually is not the businessman.
谁最生气啊
？Who's the most angry about?
谁最生气？祭司和文士
is the scribe and the priest.
他们甚至想那个时候就除掉耶稣。
They so angry, they want to get rid of Jesus at that moment.
就显出这些商业运作后面真正的主控者是谁了。
So we can see that who is the true operator behind this business of adventures.
那神在哪里呢
？So where's God?
神交托给他们的职分在哪里呢
？Where is the duty that God entrusted to them?
他们跑到圣殿里面侍奉的目的又在哪里呢
？They go come to the sanctuary to help to worship. What's their purpose?
为了方便图利，朝圣者的信仰开始被带入一个机械化。
Whatever they want to do, they becoming a benefiting to each other for profit, and so the faith of the believer become much more mechanic.
这些侍奉的祭司，他开始运作的时候，他就把信仰商业化。
The priests who serve turn this priestly holy ministry into commercialized business,
并且从中获利。
And in the midst of it, they gain profit.
把次要的东西，也就是方便，篡夺了主要的目的。
Using the secondary importance, which is convenient, become the primary purpose.
人到圣殿的目的已经失焦了。
They lost focus and purpose. Why do we come to the church?
让我们想到今天。
Let's reflect today.
教会的带领人。
God, church leaders.
当然包括我。
Is also including me.
在这边带领的也就是我。
The people who lead here is me.
是否会因为自身的利益和会员的方便
？Is it because of the self-interest and the convenience of a member？
不知不觉当中就模糊了敬拜的真谛。
Slowly we will lose focus the true meaning of worship。
把整个教会的文化带偏了。
The changing the whole culture of the church。
使圣殿成为方便大家自己生活的习惯和交易的中心。
The changing the church become a convenient and a center of a culture communication place.
令耶稣最痛心的，实际上并不是主要他们在圣殿里面做买卖、牲畜兑换银钱的这个生意。
What makes Jesus heartbroken is not actually what they sell and buy and sell animal or the exchanging currency.
而是他们把这些运作从耶路撒冷城搬进了圣殿。
But actually, it's because they moved this activity from Jerusalem, the town of Jerusalem, into the temple.
交易的忙碌和利益的计算就取代了祷告。
This transaction and calculation of profits substitute those the prayers.
耶稣说圣殿应该是怎么样的一个殿？
What did Jesus say about the temple?
祷告的殿。
This is Jesus say this is a house of prayers.
教会是祷告的殿。
Church is a house of prayer.
耶稣盼望圣殿和教会是被祷告的声音所充满。
Jesus wished the church and the temple were both were filled with songs of prayers.
但是现在却被动物的声音和叫卖的喧扰。
But yet, right, at that moment, this is filled with noise of the animal, commotion of the different transactions.
和世界上的杂音所充满。
The chaos noise saturated the whole place.
圣殿是祷告的殿，并不是说圣殿是 有一种某种神奇的地方，在那边祷告特别能够蒙应允。
The saying is that the church, the temple is not like a magical place. Then you pray it, it will be definitely be answered.
好像在那个地方神特别听，其他的地方的祷告就没有效。
Just like that place is God will listen, the other place God won't listen.
不不不，不是这样子。
Not like that.
因为圣殿内有特别的东西在里面。
The reason is that inside the temple, the sanctuary, there is something special about it.
因为圣殿内有祭物跟祭司。
Because inside the temple, there is sacrifice, there's priests.
众子民可以借着牺牲的血来到神面前。
The Jewish people can come before God with sacrificial blood.
圣殿内有洗濯盆。
In the church, in the temple, there's a brazen.
洗濯盆提醒我们，我们是有罪的。
It reminds us we have sin.
祭物的存在提醒我们罪的代价。
The offering, sacrifice offering, remind us the wage of sin.
这个地是使人能够因着祭物的血遮盖，然后能够与神和好的一个圣地。
All this reminds us that this sanctuary is for us to have a place to for a place we reconcile with God, and also the blood will cover us.
以至于在过去历史当中，所有以色列被掳在外的先知们，皆面向耶路撒冷的圣殿祷告。
That's why we understand that all in the past in the Old Testament, all the prophets being captured, when they pray to Jerusalem.
同样的，今天耶稣所要的是在他的家里面，十字架被高举。
In the same way, today Jesus wants us here in this house is that the cross being lifted up.
那是一个完美的祭坛。
This is a perfect altar.
弟兄姊妹来到这里有悔改需要耶稣的心。
Brothers and sisters come here because they want to be have they will repent and then lean in God.
愿意以一个群体来到教会里面同心的来祷告。
Willing to come together as a group and pray together.
我们大家来到教会当中是因为社交方便，还是例行公事呢？
We come to the church is it because it's convenient to socialize?
还是一心想来说啊？我今天要到教会当中祷告。
Or is it because we come to church because you want to pray to God?
今天我如果要去沃尔玛，我一定想我去那个地方是要买东西。
Today, when you go to Walmart, the first we think about, we go there to buy stuff.
我去 McDonald's 是因为我心里面已经想好，我想买东西吃跟喝。
Because we go to McDonald's, we want to go buy some stuff to drink or to eat.
我去上学之前，我已经想好我要去学习或者我要去考试。
When we go to school, we will think about, are we going to go to take a class or are we going to take a test?
那我们今天来到教会之前，我们心里是预备好来教会做什么呢？
So when we come to the church before we come to church, what are heart, what we are ready for? Yeah.
让我们再一次彼此提醒，我们到教会 有一个目的的，因为耶稣说教会是什么样的一个殿？是圣殿，是一个怎么样一个殿？我们大声说，是祷告殿。
So when we come to the church, we have one thing in mind. What kind of church we are here? Because the church is a house of prayer.
因为有祷告的对象，所以来的时候也是来敬拜。
Because we have an object whom we are worshiping, whom we are praying to. That's why we come.
我们再一次说，教会是什么？
So let's say again, what's our church about?
祷告的殿。
This is a house of prayer.
耶稣说，圣殿不单是祷告之地，更是万民祷告之地。
Not only this is a house of prayer, it's how I pray for all people and nations.
原来祭司当时把当时圣殿当中规划出来给外邦人来敬拜的外院挪用出来给这些摊贩做买卖获利了。
At that time, the priests separate the outer court for the people who buy and sell stuff.
牺牲了外邦人能来到殿中敬拜的空间了。
He sacrificed the place where the Gentile can come to worshiping God.
他们心里想，反正他们跟我们不一样，他们不是犹太人。
They think, well, anyway, they're not Jewish, so they doesn't matter to them come or not come.
他们不进来又怎样呢？
They don't come, it's okay.
我们今天需要地方啊。
We need place.
以色列民因图自己的方便。
Because the Jewish people, because of their self-interest,
就窃取神给圣殿一个祝福。
They steal one of the blessings that God given in the temple.
剥夺外邦人归向神的一个机会。
They deprive the opportunity for the Gentiles to come to know God.
但是神的心意乃是要外邦人都能来到他的殿中蒙福。
But what's the wish of God? Is it the wish that everybody come to the temple to be blessed?
因为神爱世人，神爱万民，他希望大家都能够来到他的殿中。
Because God loves people, God loves the world, God loves everybody, so they want everybody to come.
因此，神给以色列的圣殿，给他计划蓝图的时候，特别规划了所谓的外院，就是外面的院子。
That's the reason why when God have a blueprint to how to build a city, the temple, there will be a separated.Outer court, just for the Gentile, not Jewish people.
这个外院是保留给外邦人的。
This is reserved for the Gentile.
在这个时代有不少的教会。
In here nowadays, there's a lot of church.
为了自己的方便和习惯和会员们彼此的需要便利。
Because of the convenience, because of habit, because of the interests or needs of the others or the members.
因着文化上的认同
，maybe the same culture identity，
不自觉的就忽略牺牲了外院的侍奉
，and slowly subconsciously they ignore the need of the outer court，
甚至霸占了外院。
They not only that they seize the outer court。
是的，我们的眼睛很容易也很习惯去关注我们自身相关的事情。自身的需要。
Yes, our eye and ourself is really naturally to worry about our things, our own things.
忘记了神也要让我们的眼睛往外看。
Forget it, that God wants us to look outward.
我们经常忽略了我们必须要以未信主的人的需要来考量许多的事工。
What we have to think about is that we have to using the non-believer into a mindset to think about our ministry.
外院是用来方便和祝福外邦人的。
The outer court is mainly for the blessing and the convenience of the Gentile.
不是方便自己的。
It's not for convenience for our own self.
太多时候那些跟我们不一样背景的。
A lot of times, people who are not from different background.
不一样生活习惯的。
From different habit.
不一样教育程度，不一样语言，不一样种族的。
Education background, different language, different race.
不同年纪的，或者甚至不同信仰背景的。
Different age, different belief background.
他们之所以无法借着教会亲近神，
The reason is that they cannot come to church to come close to God，
不是因为他们不想，
Not because they don't want to，
是因为他们不能，没有机会。
Because they have cannot, they have no opportunity.
因为教会没有规划外院，没有外院的空间。
Because the church did not separate an outer court. There's no space for outer court.
所以很多教会会老化没落。
So a lot of churches become getting old, getting the widow.
他们还自以为坚守真道，沾沾自喜。
They thought that they, as long as they followed the criteria, followed the doctrine, they would be happy.
实际上不过是坚守自己的习惯而已啊。
But actually, this is follow their own habit.
他们占用了外院。
They seized the outer court.
耶稣严厉地说这个是窃取。
Jesus sternly say this is
stealing.
Just stealing.
Robbery.
Okay.
这样的圣殿是贼窝。
This kind of temple is den of robbers.
因为人不但用神的名自己抬高地位获利。
Not only that, because men uses God's name to get profit.
更窃取了其他人得救恩寻见神的一个机会。
But also stealing other people's opportunity.To have salvation.
为的是要满足自己的方便、习惯和利益。
So that you satisfy our own selfish interests and also our convenience.
感谢主，我很清楚，主爱之家的弟兄姊妹一直都是顾虑到教会外面人灵魂的。
I thank God that our house of Christ's love is always think about the soul of outside.
爱也关心在教会外面的人。
Not only love here, but also love other peoples, our non-church.
让我们继续努力。
Let us continue our effort.
发挥我们的创造力。
Use our creativity.
好好的刻意规划我们外院的服事。
Let us how to design and our outer court ministry.
以体贴的心肠来开展神要我们发展的外院。
Using a considerate heart to meant to do the work that God has want us to do on the outer court.
使外未信主的人能有机会和空间来到神的面前。
So that the people can have a space, we create a space and time for them to come to know God.
在第十九节这边说了一句话，是实在是让人非常心寒的一件事情。
In verse 19 is a verse say.And give us a really cold bath.
他说每天晚上耶稣出耶路撒冷城去。
Make us a shiver because we see that Jesus every night leave the Jerusalem.
这是很可悲的事。
This is really sad.
耶稣就是神。
Jesus is God.
他来到敬拜神的圣地和圣殿。
So come to the Jerusalem and also the Holy Temple.
这原来是应该是他的居所。
This is supposed to be his dwelling place.
他居然无法安息跟久留。
He cannot stay there for long.
因此在那边很少的教导。
Therefore, there's a real little teaching.
很少的神迹。
Real little the miracles.
因为被人根深蒂固的文化跟习惯。
Because of the deep-rooted culture and habit.
以及错误的神学观念和立场。
And also erroneous theology and the position of the theological position.
还有自私的利益给辖制住了。
And the bondage of self-interest being confined.
耶稣没有行事的空间。
God, Jesus cannot have a space to do his work.
这耶路撒冷圣城外表华丽巨大。
This Jerusalem holy city, the outside is really great and beautiful.
而他内在的文化深厚的影响力更超乎外观的壮大。
And also the inner culture, the effectiveness of the inner culture will be even greater than the outside.
一个地方如果没有耶稣的教导，
One place without Jesus' teaching.
如果没有耶稣的医治,
no the healing, not no healing of from Jesus.
如果没有耶稣的神迹,
no miracles from Jesus.
没有耶稣的同在,
no Jesus' presence.
没有真实的祭司,
no real priest.
没有外邦人来到神面前的空间,
there's no space for the Gentile.
没有人愿意悔改。
Nobody will willing to repent.
而那个地方还叫做圣殿的话,
if that place is still considered a holy temple,
还自称是圣殿的话,
and saying that this is the temple of God,
耶稣说审判会来到,
Jesus say judgment will come.
而许多人认为哎呀这怎么可能那巨大的文化已经根深的地固在那里卡住了。
How can it be? He said the great culture is already settled down there.
不可能改的啦。
And it cannot change.
耶稣说再根深蒂固的文化神都可以翻转拆毁。
Jesus said that the deep-rooted culture will be destroyed, will be withered.
你们当信服神。
You guys should believe God.
话说了回来耶稣为何要咒诅这棵无花果树呢?
Let's turn around the original question. Is that why Jesus would curse this fig tree?
而不是其他棵树呢?
But not any other tree.
当时是春天,结无花果的季节又还没到。
That time is the springtime. The fruit had not come in the fig tree.
耶稣却要找这棵树麻烦。
Jesus is looking for trouble. Looking for trees trouble.
经文告诉我们这棵树实际上是非常特别的。
In the Bible, you say that this tree is really special.
它特别之处是因为它的叶子很多。
The reason is that there's an abundant amount of leaves there.
原来无花果树的叶子它生长的时候是跟果子同时生长的。大家看到了吗?
Actually, the fig tree, actually the leaf and the fig, the fruit of the fig is growing together.
它有叶子就代表有果子。
If you see the leaf, definitely there will be fruit there.
有叶子茂盛却没有果子，那就是虚有其表。
You only see leaf there, but no fruit there, there is something wrong. It's only the name.
以假象去吹捧了它实质的价值。
It's boasting about the outward, but the actual inside is nothing.
误导人来到这棵树里面上来充饥。
Leading other people wrongly so that they believe this tree can satisfy their hunger.
同样的，圣殿以宏伟的外貌欺哄了朝圣者。
It's the same way that the church, the temple look like really big. The people come in here think about we're going to worship in God.
我们教会有一个很美的名字。
Our church is a really beautiful name.
叫主爱之家。
Also Christ's love.
让我们不时地提醒自己。
So that we will remind ourselves.
我们不能虚有其名。
Just only have only names only.
让我们定义在这里，主的心意能够满足，能够愿意与我们同在。
Let us have firm belief that we can satisfy God's Jesus Christ's heart.
在这里我们有爱。
In here we have love.
在这里我们有祷告。
In here we have prayers.
在这里我们有主的教导。
In here we have God's teaching.
在这里耶稣可以借着圣灵自由的行事。
In here the Holy Spirit can be go around here freely.
在这里我们可以看见祭司真实的侍奉。
In here we can see the priest really minister to others.
在这里我们有看见外院。
In here, we can see the outer court.
是外面的人可以借着这个教会来到神面前。
So the other people who not believe it can come here, can come close to God.
在今日新约时代
，In a New Testament time,
不单是教会
，Not only our church,
我们每一个信徒都是神的殿。
Our individual is the temple of God.
我们每一个人每一个信徒都是神灵工的活石。
We are the living stone of God.
而我们今天我们的心思是否被许多不同的摊位所霸占呢？
We ask ourselves questions at our heart. Is it occupied with many booths for business?
我们的生命里面是否有 空出来空间成为外院呢？
In our heart and our life, is there a place for outer court?
我们能成为把人带到神面前的祭司吗？
Well, can we be a priest of God and lead people to God?
今日他人可以因着你我来到神面前吗？
Can they rely on you to leading them to God?
还是今天人家误认为以为我们是属灵人？
Or maybe they thought that we are the spiritual person.
结果近前一看，发现我们总是忙自己的事情，方便自己的事。
So when you close a look at it, realize that you just doing stuff for yourself and doing for your own convenience, busy for your own self.
甚至把别人也拖入世界繁忙的漩涡之中。
And then you pull other people into the world, the turmoil of this world.
Charles Stanley 牧师说
Pastor Charles Stanley said this.
神对扩张他国度的计划实际上是非常简单的。
When God expanding his kingdom is actually really simple.
就是每个人把救主的故事跟另一个人讲。
Is one person telling another about the Savior.
就是如此罢了。
That's like that.
而我们却天天忙找借口。
But yet we are busy and full of excuse.
请记得，别人永恒的归宿很可能就因着我们的害羞或不好意思，危在旦夕。
But just remember, someone's eternal destiny is at stake.
将来能在天家看到他人的喜乐，远远超过现在传福音上的尴尬。
The joy you will have when you met that person in heaven will be far exceeds any discomfort you felt in sharing the gospel.
耶稣会来主爱之家和你我的身上来找他的果子的。
When Jesus comes to the house of Christ's love, will he see any fruit in us?
我们准备好了吗？
Are we ready?
让我们认识主爱之家应当是敬拜和祷告的殿。
Let us recognize the house Christ up is the house of prayer.
我们来到此地。
We come here.
为神的名、神的国度、众人的救恩和你我的需要一起来祷告。
Because of God's name, God's kingdom, or the salvation of everybody, let us pray together.
接下来我把时间交给诗班，让我们预备我们主餐。
During time, we have a prayer.Inspiration for the prepare our heart.